It did.
Were you interviewed by...
No, I was never contacted by the FBI, the Justice Department, or any functionary thereof. I guess simply because I was not on the court at the time that any of the allegations, the supposed allegations, supposedly arose. I just wasn't even there. I did sit in the room the day that the opinion was passed around, but that was the extent of my involvement. So this whole matter sort of swirled around my head a little bit because I didn't have too much comprehension of it, never having been connected with that particular session of the court where it happened. One of the main players, the person who was Chief Justice at the time, was now deceased. So that removed one main person who I suppose would have testified, called to testify at the grand jury, but all the other members of the court were called to testify as to their real recollections surrounding the Whalen case. And the upshot of the grand jury was, as I recall, perhaps along in June or July, resulted in an indictment of Justice Swainson. And as I recall, the charges were bribery, a couple of counts of it. I really don't remember the specific details, but nonetheless a serious, very, very serious allegation. And as I recall, at that juncture, when the indictment came down, he recused himself from any further participation in the court's business. Runs in my mind, there was a short period of time, this may have come down, the indictment may have come down before Justice Lindemer was appointed, because it runs in my mind, we were down at that one point by two justices. Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was dead, had not had a replacement justice appointed, and Justice Swainson had recused himself from any further business. There might have been a small period of time that the Supreme Court consisted of five active or voting justices.